for the opportunity to worship together with the saints of God on another Lord's Day. We ask you, Father God, that the words that we will speak behind this pulpit this morning will be words that will change our lives, will be words that will encourage us to take a closer walk with the one who saved us from our sins. We ask for a very special anointing upon the word. We ask for freedom to speak. We ask for freedom to receive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will, please, to the book of Genesis 27. I'm reading this morning verses 1 through 10. Genesis 27, verses 1 through 10. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son." And he said unto him, "Behold, here I am." And he said, "Behold now, I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." And Rebekah heard. When Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it, Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, "Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make same savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word this morning in Jesus' name. My sermon will zero in on verse 5. And I'd like for us to read together verse 5 again. Let's go. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. If I may add my own to it, and it was a waste of time. It was a waste of time. He just went into the bush, got bitten by insects, ran after whatever he ran after, killed whatever he killed, and came back But it was too late. Why? The why is the title of my message this morning. And the title of the message is taken from the first three words in verse number 5. And Rebecca heard. And Rebecca heard. The story of Esau will have had a totally different outcome had Rebecca not heard what she heard. The blessing that Isaac had in mind for Esau, his son, will have been bestowed upon Esau, his son, had Rebekah not heard what she heard. Another man will not have hijacked the blessing that was intended for Esau had Mama Rebekah, the powerful in-house information gatherer, not double-crossed the very son of her own womb. Before I go deep into this message this morning, my prayer for you is this: that God would deliver you from the Rebekahs of today. That's not how we say amen in Africa. I said, God will deliver you from the Rebekahs of today. Amen. These are people that collect viral information in order to sabotage your blessings. My message today is not an attempt to paint Esau as a good person. No. We all know he was a vain person who probably got what he deserved. But in reality, that did not excuse Rebecca to do what she did. To blood of her own blood, to flesh of her own flesh, to someone that she carried in her womb for 9 months, to someone that she breastfed maybe for a year and many more months. There are people today who are not like Esau. Many of them are listening to me this morning, who unfortunately, actions like that of Rebecca have made them to lose out in life. My prayer for you this morning is that every plan of the Rebekahs of today in your life shall meet with failure in the name of Jesus. I have a word for you. I have a message for you. As a matter of fact, this wasn't the message I planned to preach this morning. But God changed the whole thing. I pray for you, you will not be a casualty. As I travel back and forth and as I go in and out among people, I see people, many people that have become casualties in the hands of information gatherers. And Rebecca heard. I said if Rebecca had not heard, the story of Esau will have been different. I said if Rebecca did not hear what she heard, it would have been better for this man called Esau. Unfortunately, there are countless Rebeccas today in families. They are in your family. They are in my family. Many Rebeccas today in offices. Many Rebeccas today where you work. Many Rebeccas today in places of worship. Many Rebeccas today in all kinds of places where blessings are given out. Wherever blessings are being bestowed, you are likely to find a Rebecca. And whenever you are expecting a blessing, before you start rejoicing about the coming blessing, you need to factor in. Factor in. The Rebeccas of today. If you happen to hail from a dysfunctional family like that of Isaac, if you happen to hail from a divided family like that of Isaac, you should prepare for and you should protect yourself against all kinds of evil work. And Rebecca heard. The major reason that Rebecca was able to shortchange Esau was because Esau himself was a profane person. Remember, he once sold his birthright to his brother to satisfy his fleshly desire. Your lifestyle makes it easy for you to play into the hands of wicked Rebeccas. Easily. That's why I pray for you this morning, that everything you are indulging in that can make you a loser, may God deliver you by fire. Whatever it is about your life, whatever it is about my life that will make us to qualify to be called profane people, may fire destroy it in us. May you never sell your birthright. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, may you never sell your birthright. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, may you never sell your birthright. May you never exchange your spiritual rights to satisfy your fleshly desires in the name of Jesus Christ. Because that's exactly what Esau did. And when Esau did that, he did not know he had begun a stage of bringing a curse upon himself that will lead one thing to another, one thing to another, one thing to another. Whatever is presently in your life that is taking you down one thing to another, down one thing to another, down one thing to another, may favor disturb that downward trend. Many of these Rebeccas are people closer to you than you realize. There are people that you least expect will use vital information against you. Amazingly, they may be mothers, they may be fathers, they may be wives, they may be husbands, they may be siblings, they may be close relatives and people that you think you trust on your job. But once they hear, there's trouble. Because Rebecca heard. The worst of these Rebeccas are people that are connected to you by blood. The worst of these Rebeccas are people that are connected to you by marriage. After all, they said a man's foes always they of his household. You will have thought when Jesus Christ said that, he will never have been a father. He will never have been a mother. He will never have been a brother. He will never have been a sister. Maybe a gardener. Maybe a house help. Maybe a driver. Who will have thought? Who will have thought that his own mother will be the one to sabotage his blessing? Oh, I wish that Rebecca never heard what she heard. But Rebecca heard. These are people that you trust. These are people about whom you say, oh, I know him. Oh, I know her. I trust him very well. I trust her very well. But if God were to show you their true color, hey, you will be shocked. My prayer for you this morning is this. Whoever around you is wearing a camouflage, the Lord will expose them. Whoever it is, it may be your wife, it may be your husband, it may be your in-law, it may be your father, it may be your mother, but whoever is playing the role of Rebecca in your life, may the Lord expose them by fire. Whatever they are using to cover up, may fire consume them. In the name of Jesus Christ, shall fire. And Rebecca heard. I've been in this work for quite some weeks. If you want to call it years, you could. And I've been a victim of the foolishness of saying I know him. I've been a victim over and over again of the foolishness of saying I know her. I've been a victim on leaning on a snake and I think it's a human being. I've been a victim many times of putting my hand in the mouth of a lion and I thought I was putting my hand in a safe place. And Rebecca, I've called people that I thought are on my side. I've called people that I thought I could trust. I've called people that I thought I could lie on and given them secrets about myself. They have taken the secrets. They have flipped it around. And it has made me shed many tears. It has made me have many sleepless nights. It has made me have days of no appetite. And Rebecca, I'll never forget when we wanted to start this church a couple of years ago. I made up my mind that none of the pastors under me will know about it. Because I didn't want any one of them to say, Bishop, I want to follow you. I didn't want any one of them. But there was one particular young man that I thought God deliver you from your wrong thinking. May God deliver you from your wrong thinking. May God deliver you from your wrong trusting. This message is not to turn you into someone that trusts no man, but this message is to warn you, is to alert you. There are many Rebeccas around your life that you may not be aware of. I call this Rebecca of a man. Was out of state. So I told him, come, I have something to tell you. I don't know what made me say it. He did not even hear it. He heard it from the horse's mouth. I told him. And I trusted him so much. I told Brother Gad, I said, Gad, take him to Brooklyn. The building that I have rented. I said, take him there. Show him the building. And And I told him, I said, I'm not showing these things because I want you to follow me. Stay in this church. I said, but I don't want you to hear when other people hear. Turn to somebody and tell them, great mistake. May you never fall into the hand of wicked Rebekahs. He went there. He looked at a building. He liked what he saw. I told him my plans. I told him my exit day. I told him everything I was planning to do. He took what I told him. I took it to my enemies. When I heard that he was the one who told it, I wept. I cried. Till tears said, we are dried up.
Do you know that most of the weepings you have wept is not caused by your dog? It's not caused by your cat? It's caused by people you trusted. If you don't listen very well to me this morning, you still have many more tears to shed. If you don't listen to me very closely this morning, you still have many more sad days ahead of you. I said, it's the people that you, who else should know about your coming blessing if not your own mother? Who else should know about your coming blessing if not your own daddy? Who else should know about your coming blessing if not your own mama? Who else should know about your coming blessing if not your own husband, if not your own wife? But you know your wife very well. You know your husband very well. You know your mother very well. You know your father very well. And you are still giving out information that will be used against you. When will you be wise? And Rebekah heard. What amazes me about these Rebekahs, is that after they listen and they hear, and what they have heard is not enough, after they look and they see, and what they have seen is not enough, they resort to asking questions. Mr. So-and-so, about this, about that, when is your exam? The interview you are going for, are you not going for an interview? Are you engaged now? You've been married for 3 months. Any pregnancy yet? They resort, when they look and they can't see, when they listen and they can't hear, they resort to asking questions directly, asking questions indirectly, and we are so foolish. Every question we answer. When they ask you one question, you answer is three answers. What they did not even ask for, you give them.
And they gather the information that will make you have sleepless nights. And Rebekah, these Rebekahs are so up close and personal to you. Up close and personal to you. That they can hear even whisperings about your upliftment. Whisperings about the upliftment. Holy Spirit. And even some of you, if you knew that they heard, you would never have thought that they would work against you. After all, she's my mother. Do you know if Esau came out that day and saw mommy listening, he wouldn't make anything of it. Just say, hi, mom. I'm going out to do what daddy said I should do. I'm sure you heard him. After all, what daddy said is going to turn out to be good for me. And if it's good for me, it's good for mommy. If it's good for me, it's good for Jacob.
If it's good for me, it should be good for everybody around me. But they don't think that way. For you is that it must not be better for you. For you is that you must not be uplifted. For you is that you must not be blessed. For you is that you must not make progress. These are the people who are standing by the wall.
Have you ever had the expression that the wall has ears? Somebody may be listening for the news of your upliftment. And Rebecca heard.
The bad thing about this Rebecca's, listen to me very closely, is that they prefer someone else to you.
You didn't hear what I said. I know you don't believe me. But when it comes out into the open, you will discover that with all the giving you give them, with all the clothes you give them, with all the Western Union you send them, with all the sacrifice you give them, you brought them into the house, you gave them food, you gave them this, you gave them that, and at the end of the day, they prefer somebody else to you. This Rebecca's prefer someone else to you and will go behind your back to plot against you and use the information they gather to block your blessing. You know, these people are people who can play both sides. They can play both sides. Oh, they are experts. You know what they call chameleon? When they are around yellow, they are yellow. When they are around green, they are green. When they are around brown, they are brown. I said, may God deliver you from Rebecca's. Oh, if your name is Rebecca this morning, this is not intended to attack you. You just happen to have the same name with the one I'm preaching about. That doesn't make you a bad person. No lawsuits, please. And Rebecca heard. You know what is so troubling to me about this passage? There is no evidence in the narrative that we just read that Esau ever knew that Rebecca was the one behind his misfortune. It's not recorded that Esau ever. It's we now, having the benefit of hindsight, having the benefit of reading the story, that now we know the whole story. But at the time when everything happened, there is no record that this man knew that mommy was the one behind his problem. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he went to mommy and said, "Mom, I don't know why daddy changed his mind." And mommy will have said, "Well, who knows? What will be." And she is the wicked one. This lady acted so clean. This lady acted so nice. This lady acted so motherly. It might be judgment day before Esau really knows who it was. If God were to show you who is behind your present travails, you will be shocked. That's one thing I thank God for. He doesn't show us all these things. Because if he does, there'll be war everywhere. Physical war. Forget about spiritual. Physical war. There'll be serious war. If God were to show you, Rebecca is the one, and you are a hunter. Rebecca will turn into an antelope. But God just keeps quiet. And he waits for Rebecca. These Rebeccas, terrible, terrible spoilers. If news about your promotion gets to them, that's the end of the promotion.
If they get wind that a blessing is coming your way that will move you to the next level,
they will cause a wicked wind to blow that blessing away. Rebecca. These Rebeccas, after they are done with handling information, they gather. Hey, what should have become so easy for you becomes so difficult. What should have become so possible becomes impossible. What should have sold every other person, it is selling in the market, but your own will never sell. Because Rebecca got some information. But hold on, I'm not done yet. I know as I'm talking, you are making some decisions. You are saying, okay, all right. All right. I will not do what Esau did. Esau should have looked around. Esau should have made sure that no one is eavesdropping. Yeah. What I will do, I will install video devices that will detect long noses. I will install debugging devices that will detect who is listening up close or remotely. That's what I will do. After I leave this place, I will be very careful to make sure that Rebecca never hears, never gets wind of what I say or what is said to me. Well, all that is good. But do you realize it will only catch Rebeccas who listen with physical ears? How about Rebeccas who will be in California? Huh? And all the conversations taking place about your upliftment in Suffolk County, New York, they are listening to it. I was sharing a platform, same platform, 2 weeks ago with a bishop from Takoradi in Ghana. We had such a good time in the Holy Ghost Christian Center in Lagos for the anniversary. And the night he was preaching, he told this story that I will never forget. There was a young guy from Ghana who had a Rebecca. And he knew. He knew. He knew Mama was Rebecca. So he made all necessary. He took all necessary steps to be sure he did not fall victim to Mama. Mama. I thank God for good mothers. If you have a mother who is a good mother, always stay connected to her. If you have a mother who is a godly mother, don't play with her. If you have a mother who is a virtuous woman, a woman who can pray, a woman who can call you and say, let us pray, a woman who can call you and say, let us fast, you are blessed. But if you come from a womb, like this young Ghanaian boy came from, you need prayer. He said, I'm going to escape from Ghana. I can't stay in this country. And nobody will know when I go. He tried and tried and tried and tried. Applied for the American visa. And he got it. But it was like this. Nobody knew about it. He was a single man, so that made it easier. There were no children who say, who go around, daddy got a visa, daddy got a visa, na, 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 na. No, no, there was no children like that. So he went and got a bottle and planted the bottle where he was living. He said, I will only come back to Ghana when this bottle grows. So when this battle grows, is when I will come back to this country. But he did not factor in that there is a Rebecca who doesn't have to hear physically, can hear spiritually. So a day before his departure, guess who showed up? Mama Rebecca showed up. They called him by his name. I don't know his name. He said, come. He said, you. You. She laughed. She said, you don't know the type of mother you have. I said, whoever is close to you that is troubling your life, may God deliver you by fire. Say, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. And I pray for you, whoever you don't know but knows, may the Lord expose them by fire. Hey, hey, serious, serious. Rebecca, Rebecca. He said, you. He said, inside this stomach, you were for 9 months. He said, this flat breast, you are the one that sucked it flat. And you think you can hide something from me? He said you even took a bottle. And you buried a bottle. That you will never come back here. So we are separated from ever, forever. So let me tell you something. Then she did like this. Say, under here, under this armpit, everything you do, I see it. Say, under this armpit. He said, is this not you? He said, I know the exact location. He said, can't you see yourself planting the bottle? And you are rejoicing and you are saying you will not come back again until the bottle grows. He said, we'll see how the bottle will grow. He said, the only way you will go to America is if that bottle grows. Say, you. 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 Time. And she left. That was it. That was it. Those who are saying you will never make it, they are the ones who will never make it. Those who are saying you will not get there, they are the ones who will never get there. Those who are saying they will break you, they will block you, they will hinder you, they are the ones that will be broken. They are the ones that will be blocked. They are the ones that will be hindered. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall fire. Every Rebecca in your life that you don't know. Every Rebecca in your life that you know. Because sometimes you know. But if you know and Jesus doesn't help you, what can you do? Eh? They'll be going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And there's nothing you can do. From today, you will do something. From today, angels will do something for you. From today, the powers of heaven will do something for you. From today, the God of destiny, he will do something for you. From today, God shall fight your battles for you. You will not be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, shout, I receive it. Hey, Rebecca. Rebecca. Rebecca, Rebecca, son of your own womb. Rebecca, Rebecca, Rebecca. I thought mothers, I can understand fathers. Fathers, you know, they say women were heartless. May the Lord forgive those who say so. But they say women were heartless. But a woman. In my village, they say the son of your own stomach. Isn't that what they say? The son from inside your own womb. And you scheme against him. You plan against him. You destroy his destiny. You prefer another one to him. And they are both your sons. They are both your sons. I give God the praise. I said I give God the praise. I said I give God the praise. I said I give God the praise. You know what I give God the praise for? Hey! 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 Rebecca never lived to enjoy the fruit of her labor. She thought by the time she transferred the blessing to her favorite son, that her favorite son will grow up, her favorite son will be blessed, and she will enjoy the fruit of her labor. But you know what happened? When her son left and suffered under Laban, by the time he came back, Mama was dead. All those that are fighting you will not enjoy the fruit of their fight. All those that are warring against you will not enjoy the fruit of their labor. Hey! Mama was dead. Mama was dead. When Jacob came, he said, where is my partner in crime? Where is my partner in crime? He said, he's gone. She's gone. She's 6 feet under. Their grave is being dug right now. I said their grave is being dug right now. It is not you who will kill them. It is the God of judgment. It is the God who sees all things. It is the God who will not be quiet. I know you cannot fight if you want to fight. I know you cannot shoot even if you want to shoot. You are just saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. The Lord of mercy will have mercy on you. The Lord of mercy will vindicate you. The Lord of mercy will fight your battles for you. Shall fire. Hey. Mama said, look at it. Look at it. You want to go to America and I don't approve it. And you think you can bypass me. By the grace of God, those that you need to bypass, you will bypass them. Those that are saying you must come and kneel down, you must come and get permission. You can only get permission from the living God. If God approves it, that is okay with me. If God approves it, it doesn't matter who does not approve it. If Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. That is the song we were singing this morning. If Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. For you, Jesus has said yes. For you, Jesus has said yes. Those who are saying no, they are wasting their time. What will be, will be. Where you are going, you'll get there. What you want to have, you will have it. Shout fire! Hey! And Rebecca. Say, look at it. It's true, you planted the bottle. And the bottle will not grow. You say you will never come back to this Takoradi in Ghana until this bottle grows. So good. So the only way you will see America, is if that bottle grows. Say good night. Ticket in hand, visa and passport, but road blocked. Have you ever seen where you have everything all clear? It's just to take off and the road is blocked. But I have the visa. Of what use is it if the plane is not taking off? But I have the passport. Of what use is it if your way is blocked? Every way that they are blocked for you. I pray for you this morning. Every way that they have blocked for you, spiritually, physically, professionally, materially, financially, every way that they have blocked for you, may fire open the way for you. I said, may fire open the way for you. I said, may fire open the way for you. Hey! Mama said, good night. You will not see my face again. The guy wasn't a Christian, so he thought it was a joke. Just when you say, it's old mama. It's old mommy. Mommy has come again. The next morning, he was to go to the airport to pick up his flight. His roommate was the only one that knew. Went into his bedroom. Go, 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 go. There was no answer. Ka, 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 ka. There was no answer. Coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. There was no answer. He called his name. Time is going. Come out and let's go. There was no answer. But he saw that the door was locked from behind. So he took a hammer. When they got inside the room, the man was lying down. Blood was coming out of his mouth. Pushed him. No life. Called him. No life. The angel of death from Rebecca visited him overnight. And when they told Mama, Mama said he got what he deserves. You will not die in the hand of Rebecca. You didn't hear my prayer. I said, you will not die in the hand of Rebecca. I said, you will not die in the hand of Rebecca. No matter what they do, no matter what they plan, it shall backfire. No matter what they do, it shall backfire. No matter what they plan, it shall backfire. Shall fire. Rise up on your feet. I'm done preaching. I'm done preaching. I'm done preaching. I'm done preaching. Hey! And Rebecca heard. This wasn't supposed to be my message. It wasn't. My message was totally different, but around 8:30 last night, God said, preach about Rebecca. Who heard? Who heard? Say, every listening device working for my enemies, catch fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every listening device working for my enemies, I want you to catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Every listening device working for my enemies, you must catch fire this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, every listening device, video or audio, every listening device, video or audio, working for my enemies, let them catch fire, let them catch fire, let them catch fire this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every listening device that my enemies are using that is working for them, Father, let them catch fire this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every listening device working for my enemies, I command you to catch fire. I command you to catch fire. I command you to catch fire. Wherever you are, catch fire. In the forest, catch fire. In the waters, catch fire. In the sky, catch fire. Under the earth, catch fire. In the rocks, catch fire. Every listening device working for my enemies, every video device working for my enemies, catch fire, 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 catch fire. Every listening device, every video device working for my enemies, randa bokoli dibiki sata rende bekolandi biki shantadaba, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. 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 Every listening device, every audio device, every video device working for my enemies, I command you to catch fire. I command, oh, come on, open your mouth and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you must catch fire. In wherever you are, you must catch fire. No matter how it has worked before, you must catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, burn them down. 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 Hey! In Jesus, hey, mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father. Say, let my enemies never be around. Say it again, let my enemies never be around. Whenever my upliftment is being discussed, Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever my upliftment is being talked about, on my job, in my family, in my church, wherever my upliftment is being discussed, let my enemies never be around. In the mighty name of Jesus, send them on an errand. Send them on a mission. In the mighty name of Jesus, make it impossible for my enemies to be around when my upliftment is being discussed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord my Father, in the name of Jesus, whenever my upliftment is being discussed, don't let my enemies be around. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, oh God, oh God, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father. Oh, say, disappoint the devices. Come on, disappoint the devices of every Rebecca plotting to do me damage. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray that prayer. Disappoint their devices. Every Rebecca plotting to do me damage. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every Rebecca in my family. Every Rebecca in my business. Every Rebecca on my job. Every Rebecca anywhere around me, Lord, that is plotting to damage my life. That is holding plans to damage my life. Lord, disappoint their devices. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Male kora de baba shitendebe. Rondobo koli di bikisita. Lord, disappoint them, Lord. Every damage that they are plotting to happen to me, let it meet with disappointment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Say, every listening ear become deaf. Every prying eye become blind in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and make that decree in the name of Jesus. I decree that every listening ear will be deafened, every prying eye will be blinded in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every listening ear, hallelujah. Every listening ear become deaf. Every prying eye become blind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father. Say, expose, 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 expose. Say, my Father, my Father. Say, expose the activities of information collectors around my life. Expose them. Pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every information collector around me, Lord, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them. In Jesus' name we pray. A woman told me something in Africa. I want us to pray that prayer, but I want to give you a reason why you should pray. This man was dying of a serious, incurable disease. And his pastor came, a prophetic man. He came into the bedroom. And he was there with the sick man and the wife of the sick man. But some people were in the house who were agents. All right? Amazingly, when they were praying for him and giving him prophetic word, something just told the wife, go out of the room. Step out of the room. She stepped out of the room, and to her surprise, two of those people who were in the house with them were by the door. They were by the door. They were doing like this. They were listening. They were listening to what God was saying. So they can take it to manipulate it and fight against it. She said they were shocked when they saw her. He said, what are you doing here? They couldn't say what they were doing.
because they were not supposed to be by the bedroom, the master bedroom, eavesdropping to what was going on in the bedroom. See, every activity of information collectors around my life, be exposed. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every activity of information collectors around my life, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them. Father, expose them. Father, expose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh God, expose them, expose them, expose them, expose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every activity of information collectors around my life, Father, expose them today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, expose them in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I hate to tell you, the man ultimately died. The man ultimately died. Say, no matter how hard they try, I shall not die. I shall live in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. No matter how hard they try, no matter how hard they try, long life is my portion. Did you hear what I said? No matter how hard they try, long life is my portion in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how hard they try to cut my life short, I shall live long. I shall live long in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't belong to the group of those who die at the prime of their age in the mighty name of Jesus. I shall not die, but I shall live in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every bone of my bone, every flesh of my flesh, walking against my blessings, catch fire. Pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bone of my bone, every flesh of my flesh, walking to block my blessings. Every bone of my bone, every flesh of my flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every strong man in my family, every strong woman in my family, walking against the plan and the purpose of God in my life. I decree you shall not prosper. I decree you shall not prosper. I decree you shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I decree you shall not prosper in the name. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, all my vital information. Oh, let's make it personal. All my vital personal information in the hands of my enemies become useless to them. Pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every vital document in their hands, every vital information in their hands that they have collected to use against me, that they have collected to use to fight me, oh Lord God, make them unusable in their hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, make them unusable in my hand, in their hands. Every vital information in the name of Jesus, in the hands of my enemies, let them become unusable in their hands in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, if God be my God. I say it again. Say, if God be my God, whoever they are planning to replace me with, whoever they are planning to replace me with, shall never take my place. Open your mouth and make that decree in the name of Jesus. If God be my God, whoever they are planning to replace me with shall never take my place. Whoever they are planning to replace me with, they shall not succeed. They want to dethrone me to enthrone them. They shall not prosper. Whoever they are planning to replace me with shall not take my place. They wanted to replace Esau with Jacob. Unfortunately, Esau made it easy. I shall not make it easy.
easy. I shall not make it easy for my enemies. Whoever they are planning to replace me with, it shall not take place. It shall not take place. It shall not take place. I am irreplaceable. God put me where I am. God put me where I am. Nobody shall take my place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, my Father. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, whatever evil any Rebecca has done against my life, I reverse them by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever evil any Rebecca has done against my life, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed in the name of Jesus. Whatever evil any Rebecca has done against my life, oh God, reverse it, 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 reverse it. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, reverse it. Daddy, reverse it. Whatever evil any Rebecca has done against my life, let it be reversed. Let it be reversed. Whatever they have taken from me, restore to me, O God. Whatever they have stolen from me, restore to me, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Finally, 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 say, as Rebecca, as Rebecca, say it again, as Rebecca did not live to enjoy the fruit of her wickedness, let no Rebecca in my life live to enjoy their wickedness in the name. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. As Rebecca did not enjoy the fruit of her wickedness, let no Rebecca in my life live to enjoy their wicked deeds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you honor. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you dominion. I thank you because of your word. I thank you because of this moment of prayer. I thank you because of this moment of intercession. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jeff, I was praying for you yesterday, and God said I should tell you, you have come too far. You have come too far to give up. Did you hear what I said? You have come too far. That's what he said I should tell you. Say, tell Jeff. I said, I don't know whether he will be in church. He said, that's none of your business. Just tell Jeff tomorrow that he has come too far to give up. You are closer to your breakthrough than you were last year. Keep up the fight. Keep up the fight. And for every one of you who is here this morning, take that word to Jeff for your own word. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. You have come too far. You have come too far to give up. God is fighting your battles for you. Amen. God is fighting your battles for you. Amen. Go and ask this sister from Cameroon. She will tell you that God is a fighter. God is a fighter. God is a fighter. There are some battles she has been fighting, and amazingly, God just went background and just worked it out for her. As he worked it out for her, he will work it out for you also. No matter the battles that are facing you, no matter the Rebeccas that are around you, that are trying to replace, that are trying to replace you where God has put you, they shall not succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. That are trying to dethrone you and enthrone somebody else. I shouldn't tell too much, right? I give God the praise. I give God the praise. Come on, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Amen. I tell you, your story is, when my wife told me, I just couldn't but cry. I just said, wow, this God is an awesome God. Let me tell you something, there is hope for you. There's hope for you. As long as you are not a profane person like Esau. See, that's the only problem. If you're a profane person like Esau, anything can happen to you. But as long as you are walking with God, as long as you are living for God, all Rebecca shall be disappointed. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning as you leave the house of God. May you leave more victorious than you came in. I pray for you as you leave this place, as you walk out of this place. May you step on scorpions. May you step on serpents. May you step upon the powers of every enemy in the name of Jesus. May you become untouchable. May your destiny become untouchable. May your blessing become untouchable. May you move forward and never backwards. In the mighty name of Jesus. May you never be weak. May you never be weary. May you never be tired. In the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how hot the battle is, may you never look back. May you, oh, you've come too far to turn around. May you never turn around. May your enemies be the ones that will turn around. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shall fire. Shall fire. Shall fire. Yes. You may be.